Hello, this is Jeff Waters from Annihilator, and you're listening to this because you're listening to the bonus tracks that that I put on the record here. And I am just going to do a little commentary on the record for the fans that are interested in what's been going on and why we reunited the original lineup, for the money, obviously, because our record sales were just dropping a little bit before this record. There's brutal honesty for you. No, actually, what happened on this record was the previous record in 97 called Remains, I'd done more as a solo project, and I'd used a drum machine, and there weren't other people involved in the record. I'd just done it in my own studio in my own time, and it was a solo project. This record, I felt like doing something a little bit different. I went through a lot of personal problems in 98, a divorce, messy divorce, and custody battle for my kids. And wound up with my kids, but that whole process took its toll on me and went through a lot of depression and all this kind of stuff. And it was a rough year for me. But after seeing a Slayer concert here in, I think, July or so of 98, I think Slayer gave me a kick in the ass for just as soon as I saw that band. Again, I realized just how much I was into this kind of music, and it just created a fire in me that hadn't been there for quite a few years, I think. So I started writing for the first time in at least a year, and I actually hadn't played guitar for, even picked up a guitar for almost a year, which for me, that was pretty incredible that I didn't touch a guitar for all that time. But at any rate, I started... I moved out of a house that I'd had and a recording studio that I had built after the divorce. Moved into a little condo, two-bedroom place with my two kids and myself and my recording equipment. And I set it up in my bedroom. And because I'd had so much experience for all these years recording in studios and producing and engineering, I was able to record this record, everything except the drum tracks, in my bedroom. Okay, so a lot of people... This record has been out for a few months in Europe and Japan, and a lot of people are quite shocked that this was done in a bedroom. But anyway, just thought you might want to know that. And so anyway, I started writing, I think, sometime in the summer of 98, and quickly banged off these tracks for this record. The way I write the songs is I have a little drum machine that I use, and I just sit there with a guitar and play riffs to a good drum beat, and then I write a whole bunch of little riffs, pick out the best ones, and then I try and somehow fit them all together like a little jigsaw puzzle. Kind of a different way of writing songs than most of the people I know do, but I think that's why a lot of our songs have a lot of different changes and different parts, and sometimes they sound kind of technical and that, but they're really just putting a whole bunch of stuff together and hoping they work and keep trying until it works. So anyway, I demoed the music for this record with the drum machine and a couple of guitar tracks and a bass, and when I was happy with the music end of it, I started to write a few lyrics, but I realized this time, on this record, there's no screwing around with the drum machine. This stuff is pretty heavy, and I really wanted to get back into that, I really had that fire that I was telling you about, and I really wanted to get back into a sort of full band, a band actual scenario. So I was looking, my drummer that I've had for years, Randy Black, he took off to Berlin. I think he got married to a girlfriend there, so I was out of a drummer. Figured I'd just call up my original drummer that was on Alice in Hell. His name was Ray Hartman, and see what he was doing. He was more than happy to come down and listen to the songs, and really quickly he said, okay, there we go, Jeff, you got a drummer for the next record. Really like the songs. They're back to the old sort of original Annihilator style that he was involved in back in the first couple of records. And actually, when he heard the songs, his first suggestion was maybe I should call Randy Rampage up and check him out, see if he'd be interested in doing the vocals on it. Ray had liked my vocals on a couple of the previous records, but because the new material was much more aggressive and in the earlier Annihilator style, he suggested maybe getting Randy Rampage back. Well, I hadn't heard from Randy Rampage for almost 10 years, and we'd left on kind of bad terms. But I called him up anyway, and within a day he was down talking to Ray and I, and down at my place, and we were making tapes of the new stuff for him. And I think within a week, he started demoing the record. The thing about this was Randy was under the impression that when he came down once a week to do a good 3-4 hours of singing on these demos, he didn't realize that I was going to keep those tracks for the actual record. Because, you know, a lot of times singers seem to work better if they don't have the pressure on them that this is like the final recording. So I swindled Randy into thinking these tracks were the, you know, just demos. And meanwhile, I kept every track on the record from his vocals. And that was it. The record companies were very interested with this tape. Roadrunner Records in Europe and Asia signed us immediately. And the record took off. And we did some shows over there. And now we've got a U.S. deal, North American deal. And which is good news because our records haven't been in North America since 93 or 94, 93, somewhere around there. Because basically I was listening to a manager that told me that metal's gone away. Nobody wants to sign it in North America for all those years. And coincidentally, my manager's no longer with me. And all of a sudden I get a good deal in North America. And I'm able to put my last 4 albums out for the fans. And there you go. Don't listen to anybody sometimes. Sometimes you shouldn't listen to people. But anyway, my mistake. Here's the record. Hope you like it. First song is called Bloodbath. That's a... the intro to that is my sort of little tribute to Slayer, seeing that Slayer show and kicking my butt. And after the intro is done, it just blasts into a typical early Annihilator full speed ahead thrash crazy song. It continues into the next song, Back to the Palace. Lyrically, that's a takeoff, spinoff of The Fun Palace, which was on our second record called Never Neverland. And that's just another 100 million miles an hour song, fast guitar playing, crazy stuff in it. Punctured would be the next one, and that's got a lot of different influences. It's a little slower and plugs away, and a lot of people seem to think that's more like the commercial-ish thrash metal, heavy metal song on the record. It's actually not thrash metal, but it's sort of a heavy metal song. That's one of my favorite tunes. Reminds me a little bit of some Metallica or Pantera or even some Silverchair, if you can believe that. I think my 4-year-old son loves Silverchair and he wants me to play it all the time, so the more I hear it, I think the more it slips into the back of my writing. But anyway, don't worry, there won't be a complete Annihilator Does Silverchair cover album coming out or anything, but anyway, damn, what's the next song? Yeah. Pick up the CD here. Where is it? Criteria for Black Widow. That ended up being the title track, of course, but originally the album was titled Sonic Homicide, but the European company didn't like that one, thought it was too cliche, so they used Criteria for Black Widow, and I'm just too tired to fight the big record companies over things like this, so I said, sure, whatever you want, no problem. It's probably not near the top half of the best songs on the record, but what the heck, move on, get over it, Jeff. Okay, Schizos Are Never Alone Part 3, that's a takeoff title of Schizos Are Never Alone Part 1 and 2 that was on our first record, Alice in Hell. Just an instrumental that I couldn't think of a title for, and Part 3 sounded like it worked perfect. It's one of my favorite drum and guitar songs on the record. Nothing Left is like an early fast thrash Metallica the way they used to be back in the Master of Puppets era. That's just the influence I can hear on my guitar playing in the back there and some of the drumming. But when Randy's voice comes on, it's an Annihilator song, of course. Loving the Sinner. Of course, it's not about my ex-wife. I don't want any lawsuits. It's not about my ex-wife. Next song, Double Dare. That's a typical crazy Annihilator song that is very hard to follow for some people because it's got a million changes in it, and a lot of people wonder what the heck are these guys doing, but it's just a typical hard-to-play guitar. Stop and start, kill the drummer, make him sweat song. Sonic Homicide, there's another kill the drummer song because it's super fast and the guitar playing super crazy on that one. And I distorted the vocals to make it even more brutally heavy. Mending would be the last song on the record, and that's a kind of a just basically just a demo thing. I just put my kids to bed one night, grabbed an acoustic guitar, plugged it right into my board without any of this fancy equipment, and made a tape of just like a demo of it. And then of course I spent in the mixing lots of time trying to fix it up because being a demo and a spur of the moment sort of recording, you don't spend lots of time, you know, tuning and making the sound good, and you know, there's lots of little quacks and errors in the playing and stuff like that. But seemed to have a lot of feel. That's why I put that one on there. Let me see, what other track do we got on here? Yeah, I think one of the bonus tracks, I guess, is "Loving the Sinner." I guess you're listening to the second bonus track right now, just me yapping. But "Loving the Sinner" is back when I demoed the songs for Randy. Randy needed a guide vocal track just to know where the words go and what my ideas for the vocals were. So I just took my original music demo of the record and just got Randy, or sorry, I just ended up singing on it. And I figured somebody might like to hear the pre-Randy Rampage version of it. And that would be it. Gotta say thanks a lot to the fans that have been checking us out on imports and keeping in touch on the internet and that for all these years when our records haven't been there. Also, thanks to any new fans that are picking this up for the first time. Got a lot of Annihilator records out there if you want to check out the different styles we've had over the years. And one thing this band is not the same record every album. There's different things, changes, lineup changes, just everything. Different production styles and writing styles on every record. So this is the 9th one, I believe. So there's lots to listen to if you like this one. Thanks a lot. We'll see you on tour. All the best and take care.